in Jeff Lewis's world,
there's never a dull moment.
There was some very good, sound advice from our healthy, happy, functional listeners, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, we don't have a lot of those. I just like fighting other people's battles, and I like drama. Someone said, "You're toxic. When will you go away? I hate your face."
That's his family.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Tinks. She did make it. She showed up. She is here. And Shane Douglas, good morning.
Morning.
It took me a while to get you here, Tinks.
I'll make it worth your while.
What happened? Why did it take 3 months? Are you that in demand?
I'm booked and busy. I'm booked and busy.
You couldn't fit in an hour? Like, we're on 5 days a week.
I wanted to physically and mentally prepare so that I could bring all the goodness to your show.
Now, I know you don't usually get up very early, except for what, 1 day a week?
No, I get up really early. I'm a morning person.
Oh. Well, yeah. Why are you always in your pajamas and like sunglasses on in the studio?
This is actually one of my big fights with the higher-ups. Well, it's not a fight, but I look so beat in the morning. I'm not one of those people who wakes up looking beautiful. I wake up and I'm like a 2, and then slowly throughout the day, I progress to like a 6. But in the morning, it's like a 2 at best. And so we're trying to do more clips, video clips of the show to promote it and send it out. And I look pretty ugly on the internet on a regular basis. Like, I don't really care. These video clips, something about the lighting and my eye bags. And I'm like, guys, let me wear sunglasses. They're like, you're not Howard. You look standoffish if you wear sunglasses. And I'm like, have you seen my face? That will scare people away.
What time do you get up in the morning?
I actually get up at 6 usually.
Okay, and then what time are you here?
7.
Oh, shit. So you don't allow enough wake-up time. Do you use the iPads, the hyaluronic acid iPads?
Jeff,
those help.
I don't know if you know this about me. I am obsessed with depuffing because, you know, the alcohol. And also, I'm just a puffy person in general. I have ice rollers. I have under-eye patches. I have lymphatic drainage balls that I rub on my face. If there's a depuffing technique out there, I've done it. And I still look like the Crypt Keeper when I roll in here.
Okay, because what I've been doing is the hyaluronic, they're Lia Black's line. So what I do, I know it's a little bit embarrassing, but I'm realizing that like the 20 minutes at home is not enough.
Yeah.
So I'll put them on, I'll put sunglasses over, and then I drive to work with them on. Hopefully I never get in an accident.
Yeah.
And then I take them off when I get to work. Now, speaking of driving to work, I am going north on La Brea, and I'm just, you know, minding my business, about to make a right on what, fucking Willoughby or whatever. And then all of a sudden, this white Range Rover was in the middle lane, decided that she, oh God, need to turn right. She just, no turn signal, nothing, shot across 2 lanes, completely cut me off. I had to slam on my brakes. It was Tinks.
But listen, no one got hurt. That's the thing.
But strike 2.
Okay.
Strike 2.
You know what? I'm a great driver. I drive with purpose.
That's not true.
You were completely oblivious.
I know what I want when I want it.
Was that this morning?
Yes.
Oh, just now.
And then I ran into him in the elevator. He said, "Do you drive a white Range Rover?" Shit.
Did you? You don't look puffy today.
Thank you. Which is crazy because I had 2.5 margaritas last night.
Well, that's not terrible.
But
that's
a
light night.
It's a light night. I was brushing
skinnies?
My teeth.
Skinnies?
I literally just brushed my teeth. Skinny. That's the key.
Javier's. One of my favorites.
The best vibe.
Did you sit at the bar? What did you sit?
I sat at the bar. I love that bar.
Who did you sit with?
I sat with my date.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a date.
Are you in a committed situation? Are you just
dating? We're hanging out.
What number date was this?
I think like 4.
Wow, so you're getting close to... Oh, you already slept with him?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, fine. But you're getting close, obviously.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
What do you think? 4 to 8? 4 to 6?
I think 4 sounds reasonable.
Those
time.
Rules don't apply anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No.
I don't know.
I tell my followers it doesn't matter when you sleep with someone anymore. If someone likes you, they're going to like you. That's one thing I've learned.
Do you think the first night, though, is a good idea for girls and gays?
I think that you should sleep with someone when you want to. And just use your judgment. Feel it out. If you're really dying to sleep with someone,
I have bad judgment.
You should sleep with them. But we had a nice time at Javier's.
Okay. And did it continue on to your place or his place?
We went to see a movie.
Nice. What movie?
Jurassic, the new Jurassic
was
one.
Was it good?
You know what? I literally love dinosaur movies, and I didn't love this.
Oh, because it looks so good, the trailer.
I know, and I wish that they could do for the Jurassic franchise what they did for Top Gun. They said, hey, this is a movie with a ton of super fans. People are feeling nostalgic. Let's give it an amazing modern treatment. Let's give people what they want. That's what I want them to do for Jurassic. I don't want them to do all this. I don't need all this fancy schmancy stuff. Do you know the CGI we have now? It's unbelievable. And yet somehow, explain this to me, why is the first Jurassic movie all better than all these new modern ones? It's just better.
Did you like Top Gun?
It's my favorite movie.
Okay, because people keep telling me, we have to see that.
No, and I haven't even seen the first one, secretly. I haven't even seen the first one.
Well, it was like 35 years ago.
Right. And I saw
this
movie. I was
like 50 then.
What? No.
I wasn't born yet. You weren't born. I'm very proud of that. No, but it's amazing. Oh. Even if you don't like action movies, even if you don't like whatever, it's unbelievable.
Okay, would you see, because this is kind of what I'm really into right now, Black Phone.
I'm obsessed. I can't wait.
Right? Does that look fucking scary?
You know what I want to do? I want to get lit at Javier's, and then I want to go see Black Phone.
Oh, so you go to Century City. It's so nice there.
It's so nice. Listen, I love the Grove, too, but I love the Grove. When I first moved to LA, I'm a big mall crier, so what I like to do when I'm feeling upset is go to a mall and cry softly and listen to music and walk around.
I do that on my gay walks, and you do rich mom walks.
I do rich mom walks, yeah.
What is that exactly?
A rich mom walk is a walk that you take for yourself. It can be 10 minutes. It can be an hour. And it's just a time to stretch your legs. And I just think that it does everybody a little bit of good. You can listen to music. You can call a friend. You can do it in silence. Go get a coffee, whatever. Just get some fresh air. And it's very important that we do this. We're inside too much. And we were inside too much. And, you know, people, walking gets a bad rep. Like, people think it's boring.
They think we're losers. We don't have jobs. Yeah. Get a car.
Yeah, get a car. No, it's important. I walk every single day.
So do I. I do gay walks.
I love that.
So 25 to 30 minutes. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes, but I listen to music the whole time.
And it's so nice. And don't you have all your best ideas on your walks?
No.
No? I have a lot of good ideas.
No,
or
I do.
You know, it's a great
time. I don't have
time.
A lot of good ideas, but I guess I do have some ideas on my walk, yes.
So I love to rich mom walk at the Grove, especially. I mean, it's so beautiful.
Oh, so you
there.
Actually go to the malls to walk?
No, I mall walk, yeah.
Oh, I walk around my neighborhood.
Oh, I do that too, but if I'm feeling particularly sad, I'll go to a mall to walk.
Mm. By the way, new hot guy, found him one street over.
No.
Yep.
It's up or down?
Good for you. I want to say he's like 35.
He was on a
good
walk?
Good for me also. What?
Who's on a walk?
He's on a run.
Oh.
Real fit.
Oh.
Yep. That and I was trying to like, because I go up and down the streets, left, right, and I was trying to like, okay, where is he going? He's going to go right, left, which street? Do I take this one? Do I take that one? Yep. I'll show you where he lives.
What time were you on your walk?
You know, I do the 5 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to go at 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We also bonded over, who knew? We love cats.
Love cats. Crazy cat lady. What are your cats' names?
Carver and Patrick.
I'm obsessed with those names.
Really?
That's unbelievable. They're so unique and special, and all cats are unique and special, so they deserve good names.
They're very special.
Yeah.
Right, Shane?
Patrick is my closest friend. I'm not even joking.
Now, Stu, by the way, he calls them girls, and he's been, you know, we've been dating for 4 months, and he keeps calling them she's, girls, and I'm done. I'm just done telling him. I'm done correcting him. It's yesterday.
Carver does give trans vibes a little. Like, if Carver told me, like, I identify as a girl cat, I'd be like, yeah, the
Do
track.
You think so?
I
think he's kind of an emo cat. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's effeminate.
I mean, the way that he likes, no tea, no shade, but, like, he'll just follow you around all the time and
so
just
do
wants
you.
To cuddle.
That's sweet. That's loyalty.
And I'm also feminine. Not trans, but gee.
You and I told you what I've been doing, because your cat's up all night waking you up.
Yeah, she wants to sleep on my face.
Yep.
She wants to sleep as a scarf around my neck, and I get very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I
especially because you have no air conditioning right now.
Especially because I live in a sauna right now, and so then if I lock her out of the room though, then she cries all night. She needs to be with me.
I know.
And it breaks my heart. And I want her to be. And I love, like you said, to wake up with a cat next to you is just heaven on earth.
Yes.
But in the night, I'm like, can we have some personal space? Can you move an inch over? Do you have to be putting your paw down my throat like at this moment? But it's a sign of love.
How old is your cat?
She's 10 months old.
Oh, so she's a baby.
She's a baby.
What were you saying about the squinting?
okay, well, when you look at them,
yeah,
and if they look back at you and just kind of close their eyes, that means they love you.
Yeah, it's a squint.
It's like a slow blink. Or like, oh, my squint. God. And, yeah, like, I'll tell Loki, I'll be like, I love you so much. And he goes, ugh. And yeah, he just melts and closes his eyes at me.
I mean, who doesn't like cats?
Psychos.
Right?
And honestly, kind of like, you know, people who aren't that smart if they don't like cats.
Mm.
You know? Because it's like, why don't you like them?
Because cats are smart animals.
Cats are very smart. And I feel like people who don't like cats are just going with the trend. Right. Oh, you like dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just want to be liked. If you say dogs are my favorite, you just want to be liked.
But you agree, as a gay man, I should not talk about my cats on a first date. Because I know you give a lot of dating advice to your listeners.
It's tough because, I mean, I have the same question with myself. My cat is a big part of my life, and I love her, and anybody who I date needs to love her, too.
Mm-hmm.
But on a first date, it comes across. It's a little hot, coming in a little hot. You know?
Yeah, so you don't mention her on the first date.
I try to keep it to the second date.
Okay. And so do we like this guy on four dates? It sounds like you do.
Yeah, I do.
How did you meet?
He actually went to Stanford with me, but he was a couple of years younger. And we reconnected at a wedding a couple months ago, or weeks ago, I guess. Yeah, weeks ago. And he was like, you know, I've always had a crush on you. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, you're pre-vetted. We have mutual friends. I'll go on some dates with
you. So you've never hooked up in college?
No, I didn't even know him. I was too cool for him in college.
Yeah, duh. And then what does he do now?
It's like venture business. I don't fucking
money.
Know.
Money.
Oh, like venture capitalism or something like that. But he graduated Stanford.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in there. I just decided not to go. But no, were you in any sort of like sorority? Because Heather and I were talking about this yesterday.
I was president of my sorority.
Oh, yeah.
What sorority is that?
HBIC. Kappa Alpha Theta.
Oh, a theta.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Heather and I, because Shane is dating someone.
I went on one date with someone who is in Stanford right now.
Oh, my
Law
God.
Law school.
So I want to go and
Shout
party
out.
At the fraternity houses.
So it's really sad. I just read an article that they have actually kicked all the frats and sororities and all the fun out of Stanford life.
Okay, I'm not going to Stanford then.
But you know where we can go is we can go to Palo Alto, which is Stanford adjacent, and we can go to the Rosewood. They have a Rosewood there, and they have a really fun bar. And we could get martinis.
They have a Rosewood like the one in Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then we could go, we could get drunk, and we could bike around campus, and I could show you while we were drinking martinis.
Now, you and Stu, you met Stu this morning briefly. You also are, you tend to... you can drink a lot, but you can hold your liquor.
Yeah, I'd say.
Because you are from, you were raised in England?
I was raised in England, yeah. I moved when I was like 6 months old to London, and I lived there until I was 19 when I moved to America to go to Stanford.
So you went to Stanford,
mm-hmm.
and then, which, I mean, wow, it's a great school.
Thank you.
No chumps could ever, ever get into Stanford or college in general. It is kind of amazing, this group that we've acquired, this kind of nitwit network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of, I just call myself really, I'm kind of like king of the dipshits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing how we've collected these kind of semi-intelligent people. Nobody works full time. They all work part time, but they manage to pay all their bills. I don't know how.
Hmm. That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you got to prioritize. You don't have to work all the time. I think that's a big...
Oh.
That's a big...
Don't tell him that. Yeah.
I think hustle culture is toxic, and I think it's actually ineffective. You know, this message of, oh, you have to be working like 24/7, otherwise you're not successful.
That's
it's
a
like...
great Jeff impression you just did.
I disagree, but I think you can get to a point in your life where you don't have to be working, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week.
Yeah, I think you have to see what season your life is in and lean into it. Right now, I'm in a phase where I am working a lot. You know, my screen time is 11 hours a day. I have my show. I have all the social media to keep up. I have a lot of projects I'm working on. But, you know, that's good because it's the season to work hard. You think you have to know when to lean in and lean out.
We need to, I just need to figure out how you got here. Like, I don't, you're young, you're only 31 years old. You graduate Stanford when?
2013.
Okay. Then what do you do?
So then I go to live in San Francisco. I thought I wanted to work in fashion. I go to work at Gap Inc. They had a kind of it's called the retail management program. I thought I wanted to be like an executive of a big retail company.
Okay.
So I do the program. I, like 2 weeks in, I'm like, I'm really bad at this. Finish the program. I go to work at Banana Republic. I was very, very bad at my job.
Really?
I was in merchandising, and I thought that it was going to be like in the movies. I thought I was going to be like, I think we should make blue shirts, and I think we should, you know, get this pair of pants. Like, I was very passionate about men's fashion for some reason at that point in my life, and it wasn't. It was a lot of math, and I'm dyslexic. I don't know about numbers at all, and I was so bad at my job, and it was, you know, and also corporate life didn't suit me, you know, because I'd gone from Stanford where they were like, do whatever you want, like come to, you know, class topless, like dress up, do whatever, make your own major. There are no rules, to corporate America where it was like, you have to be here at 7 a.m. every morning. And if you want to do something, you have to send an email, which sends a calendar invite. And I was like, this is such a waste of time. And I had all these ideas and I wanted to help, you know, invigorate with ideas, and it was just, it wasn't like that. It was a lot of meetings. I don't really like meetings that much. So I did that for a couple of years. Then I went to work for a tech company called Poshmark, which was amazing. Amazing company. And actually the way that I got my job at Poshmark was I wrote an article about how addicted I am to it. And if you don't know what it is, it's a buying and selling secondhand clothes app. And I got addicted to it like as a hobby because I just wanted extra money, and I once I was done with my clothes, I wanted to sell them. So then they reached out and they were like, you're insane. You should come and work for us if you like it that much. I was like, great. Did that for a year. Went back to grad school in New York. I went to Parsons School of Design for a master's in fashion journalism. Still thinking I want to be in fashion, all this stuff, whatever. And on the side, I'm freelance writing, and I really liked that part of my life. Hated grad school. Didn't settle in New York at all. And so when I finished that, I moved to LA.
Did you finish grad school?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
When I moved to LA, I was doing consulting for different companies, which is just a fancy way of saying odd jobs. You know, helping people with their social media and still writing. And I loved writing. I wanted to be a writer at that point. And I always viewed myself as a behind the scenes, like funny girl, you know, I'm gonna write a great book or a movie or something. And then the pandemic hit. And all of my little odd jobs went away. Mm-hmm. And I was at my complete wit's end, as we all were. But I was alone in like a temp apartment because I just moved to LA. My family's in England. I'm not seeing anyone. I was going insane. And then I was like, fuck it. We're all going to die. I might as well download TikTok and try and make a video. And as soon as I made my first video, I was like, oh, I want to be an entertainer. I love this feeling. Nothing else matters to me. And it's been a whirlwind 2 years ever since.
So the TikTok, it took off during the pandemic.
Yeah, my first TikTok I made April 2020.
And then how do you get paid with TikTok again?
So I do brand deals. You can join something called the Creator Fund where you get paid per view.
Yes.
I'm not in that because I'm weirdly superstitious. And I just felt like, okay, if I join this, then I feel like they're going to push my videos out less and I care more about making great content and making people laugh than I do about that money. And then I do brand deals. So that's how I make money.
So the brand deals, how soon did they start showing up for you?
Really fast.
Wow.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like I think May I made my first video. And then in August, I remember I was, you know, someone reached out and they were like, could we pay you to wear our leggings in a video? And I was like, I had no idea I could do it full time at that point. At that point, I was just so excited to have found something that felt like I was supposed to be doing it. You know, my entire 20s, I had tried these different jobs and nothing felt like how I wanted it to feel. And I was just so happy to find something that felt natural to me.
So then you got courted by Reagan, is that correct?
Not for a while. Okay. Not for a while.
Later. How many years later?
2021, okay. I guess I started really wanting to have a podcast, have a show. I'd always wanted a radio show. It's so funny. I took a class at Stanford on radio and then I had to drop out because they started with the mechanics of it. I was like, I want to learn how to be a radio host. And they were like, great. The first 6 weeks are like learning all the little buttons. And I don't like that stuff.
I wouldn't even know what to do. Don't even know how to turn it on.
It's the same as math to me. Like I like words and ideas. Anything with a number, anything where you have to be exact freaks me the fuck out. Click this, don't click that. Absolutely not. So then I had to drop out and I was sad because, you know, I always like that. But so then I started thinking about where I wanted to have my show and I'm so happy that I ended up here.
Did you reach out to Sirius or did they reach out to you?
I don't know. My team, my agent did it.
I see.
Yeah.
So now you have a live show on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific. It's me, Tinks, correct?
Yes, it's me, Tinks, live.
Live. Yeah. And then you have a podcast 2 days a week.
2 days a week, Mondays and Fridays.
And these are all, you can find these in the SiriusXM app as well.
Mm-hmm. And I love my radio show. It's the happiest hour of my week.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful. I have people call in and ask for advice, and we have a chat. And it's the happiest hour of my week. I, in a weird way, I mean, obviously, I think very hard about the advice that I dole out, but I don't have to think. And that's how I know. You know, I always used to think people were lying when they said, oh, if you find something you love, you won't work a day in your life. And I finally, I mean, it's still hard work, but I feel happy every day when I'm doing my job.
Do you prep for your show or no? Because it's call-in.
Not my live show, no.
But your podcast you prep for.
Podcast I prep for, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then do you have a team like we do? Like, do you have like,
because I have chumps. I'm a big fucking diva. I roll deep. I got
no, meaning like co-hosts.
Oh, no.
No, just
but,
you.
But you know what? Recently, I actually told my audience that I want to have a co-host. I think in the beginning, I was so precious about my relationship with my followers. I know that sounds crazy, but I have a very close relationship with my community, my followers. And I was worried about bringing someone in. It's like asking someone for a threesome, you know, asking someone to join your couple.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, I was like, it's only about me and the followers. Like, it's only about me and them, my community. And I realized I love bouncing off someone. So mm-hmm. I'm going to figure it out, whether it's just having someone who can, you know, have pop in sometimes or whatever, because I like to have someone to talk to.
What's interesting about your listeners and the people that follow you on Instagram and TikTok, it's not crazy huge numbers, right? Mm-hmm. It's like 500 Instagram, 1.5 on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But those people are so passionate and so invested in you.
I'm very
and
lucky.
That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. I mean, I have a similar situation, which I'm very grateful for. In fact, just to quickly mention, so my show Hollywood Houselift, which is on Amazon Freevee, but you can find it through Prime. Episode 5 is streaming now today, right?
Yeah, it's out.
And I think episode 5 is a really strong, funny episode. It's great. You don't want to miss it. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because we had an event for Amazon on Tuesday. And I was talking to the executives, and they're like, yeah, you know, strange. Like, we had really good, like, soft launch, great numbers. But they didn't understand because by Tuesday, which was only 4 days later, the numbers doubled.
Yeah.
And they seemed perplexed. And I was like, it's radio.
Yeah.
It's radio. It's... And the people that listen to the show are so fucking supportive of me.
Yeah.
And I knew it. I just started smiling because I knew it.
Yeah.
That's why the numbers went so up so quickly, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's amazing. I feel so lucky. My followers are the best people ever. They're so funny, and I love them.
I have to say, like, I don't like the word follower. I don't know, for some reason. I don't know, because
you know what's really funny is that I'm thinking about my publicist. She told me that some people who are maybe they're not of the social media age. Maybe they weren't. In the, you know, maybe they're a little older.
Yes.
They think that when I say follower, I mean like they're like disciples. Or yes. Like they think that it's like that.
Like David Koresh.
And I'm so mortified because it's like that's just what you call them on social media. It's not a negative. It's not a subservient thing at all. That's just what it's called in social media. Like, oh, she has 1.5 million followers. Like that's what it is. But that's why I've started to try and use the word community because some people don't know what the meaning of that word is in today's vernacular.
I'm one of those people. I'm older. Yeah, okay. I'm one of those people.
I'm glad we organized that.
I thought you're like the same age, no?
I mean, I look your age, Tinks, but no, I'm a little older.
I thought we, yeah. So, and I
and I'm turned off by that word. I'm turned off, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm turned off by that word because I guess if I'm listening to you, like, I would want to be called a listener because
totally.
I also, you know, we have relationships with the people that listen to us.
Yeah.
And I've met probably at this point, thousands of people that listen to the show. And I consider them friends. I consider them family.
Same, yeah.
So I guess for me, like the word follower seems
totally
insulting.
It's just a different era. Like I will meet people. I would say
I'm old.
I would say 50% of the time when I meet someone out, they'll say, oh my God, hi, I'm a follower. That's just how people say it.
Got it.
But it has a totally different meaning. And I'm so glad we actually cleared that up because it's just like, yeah. So now I say community or I say, you know, yeah, I say part of my community, but it has no negative connotation. It's just a different
It's interesting.
Era.
I wonder what your demographic is. I bet your median age is probably 20 years younger than my than our median age. I don't know.
I think my meat is like 18 to 35. That's like where
Oh yeah. What are we? Like, we're like 70 to 90?
I'd say you're around like 45 to 55.
Yeah.
But like
that makes hot.
Sense.
So it is a different
super hot.
It's
completely
it's
different
totally
demo.
Different.
Which is nice then. We're not really competing with each other.
It's so nice, yeah.
Because I told Tinks this morning, I said, you mark my words, we're going to be the king and queen of SiriusXM.
Just oh, gosh, we should do like a whole ceremony.
Soon as Howard bails.
I would love that. Honestly, I'm thinking of an amazing campaign where we're dressed like royalty. It would be honestly nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's
We just wear
it.
Black t-shirts like we're wearing today. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We are back with Tinks and Shane Douglas, Tinks and Twinks. I want to talk to you about who are your advertisers? Do you advertise for Brooklinen?
No, I don't. I do Grove, too. I actually love Grove.
Grove Collaborative?
Yeah. I really discovered them through the show, and they showed up at my house, and I started using it. I was like, I love this.
They sent you stuff?
Yeah.
They haven't sent me anything.
And then I was reading the live read, and I was like, made the connection, and I was like, this is amazing for the planet, and it actually works, and it's really nice. It's like aesthetically pleasing.
Well, I did get free sheets from Brooklinen, which
nice.
I love.
That's lovely.
And then when Bowl and Branch was an advertiser, we got free shit.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure you get free stuff.
Oh, I get.
I got toothbrushes. I got
Quip. I'm an influencer. All I do is get
same.
Free stuff.
Yeah, same.
It's overwhelming, though. It's really. It can be. Shit. It's a lot. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
Okay, so I will warn you. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this. I had a. You got to be careful what you say on radio.
Yeah.
Because for you, this probably happens all day long, but very rarely do I get brands like that want me to Instagram.
Yeah.
So we had an alcohol company that was going to pay me like a lot of money, like for five posts, they were going to pay me $100,000.
Hell yeah.
But they vetted me. And on the radio, I said that I'm a functioning alcoholic.
And you
no go.
Yeah.
I was so bummed.
But you were speaking your truth, Jeff.
You were
That's
speaking
like
your
2 years
truth.
Of, you were sitting in your truth.
And you
2 years
joking.
Of Monroe's tuition.
Yeah.
I know. Shoot. Fucking down the tube.
Oh my God.
So I got to drum up some business.
You are a
people
responsible
know,
drinker.
People want to know why Diane is here. Because I'm so like inactive on Instagram that I hired Diane so she could take clips so I can put on Instagram.
You don't
so
like
it looks
Instagram?
Like I give a shit. What?
You don't like Instagram?
I fucking hate it, to be
really?
Honest with you. I hate doing it.
Yeah.
I just feel like we've talked about this before. I want to be present. If you and I go to Javier's, we're sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
I'm on my third skinny spicy margarita. I just want to be present. Like I don't want to stop and like let's do a story and like interrupt the conversation, especially if I'm talking about myself. I don't want to interrupt that.
No, of course not.
I love a captive audience.
I've gotten pretty good at taking, you know, sometimes I'll be with people, actually a lot of the time, and they'll look at my Instagram, they'll be like, "When did you post that? When did you get that?" I'm like very sneaky. You know, I'll be taking footage
so you're
whatever.
Professional.
I'm a profesh. I spend way too much. My screen time is 12 hours
I
a
shut
day.
Down the restaurant. I ask him to, you know, turn up the lights, turn off the music.
Yeah.
I ask people to move. Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah, I get
it's
that.
Just too much. Now you do love a go-to martini in the evenings.
I love a margarita. I love a martini. Sure. Yes.
Do you find that you gravitate more towards the martinis or the margaritas?
It's a different day. It's a different day. You know. You know. You have a day where you're like, today is a martini day, and sometimes you have a margarita day.
No, you're no joke. You're straight up with a twist.
Straight up with a twist.
Gin.
Vodka.
Yeah, same with me.
I can't do gin. Gin tastes like a woodland creature.
I hate gin.
It's good.
A particular kind of vodka?
I like Chopin.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
It's my girlfriend. It's her family. I went to Poland to visit her, and I went to the vodka.
Of course. It Your friend owns Chopin? Now, what do you do? Because not every restaurant carries Chopin. What do you do? What do you do? I was like just.
I know.
I become paralyzed.
I do Tito. I'll do Tito's.
I don't like Tito's. I'll do a Belvedere or maybe even a good old Grey Goose.
My thing, yeah, I just really love Chopin.
Me too. It's always my first choice.
It's always the best.
Why am I not doing live reads? Oh, because
I'm
a functioning alcoholic. That's why.
Right.
It's so good. A martini. Oh, my God. Where do you think the best martini in L.A. is?
You know what? first thing that popped in my head, I do Sunset love the Tower. Palm. Oh. I do love Tower. Larson's in Encino makes a great martini, and it's huge.
I bet.
It's this big. I could bathe in it.
Yeah, I like a goblet. I like a goblet.
Me too.
When they bring the little the side of
oh,
extra
that's
martini, that's my favorite. A little extra.
And what about lose her booze sponsorships?
Yes.
I know.
And I love the ice chips, blue cheese stuffed olives.
I love a blue. Sometimes, usually I do a twist, but I also love a blue cheese stuffed olive, but it has to be a really good one. If they have a
Agreed.
Good one, I'll have that.
But why is it that only 15% of the restaurants in LA have the blue cheese off? I always ask, can I have blue cheese off? We don't carry
we
that.
Don't have a,
why don't you carry that? I know at least 12 people has asked for this tonight.
Everybody
I know.
Wants it. Everybody wants it. I love a blue cheese stuffed olive. Oh my God, that little cheesy bits go into your drink. It's
Should
disgusting.
We go right now?
I need
yeah,
one.
Fuck this. Let's go. It's hot in Let's here anyway. Why is the air conditioner not working?
Because the fire alarm kept going off today.
I'm so glad they spent millions and millions of dollars on this studio to have no air conditioning and a fire alarm. And by the way, you weren't here when the elevator wasn't working, where people got fucking stuck in the elevator.
That's my nightmare.
And then we had to start taking stairs because I got so scared that I would walk up the... How
you
would
look
it
was, so good then, though. Like, you
so
probably looked
true.
Your best.
I was so skinny.
Your yeah, ass was so tight.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Stairmaster.
Yeah, it's fallen since then.
Yeah, definitely.
You're too young to do any of, like... surgeries or anything like that. Do you do Botox?
I love Botox. I'm very open about it. I think it's great. I started when I was 26, 27, and I love it and I adore it. I love it. I people ask me, where do you get in your face? You know, my community always asks me, say specifically, I'm like everywhere the light touches.
Yeah, my followers love to know. Just kidding.
They know everywhere the light touches, I get Botox and I love it.
All three, your whole face.
Makes me feel so good. I get it in my neck too now.
What?
Yeah, because I have tech neck because I'm always on my freaking phone because I'm not present like you. I'm like this.
Right.
And I have the lines in my neck.
I have tech neck and I'm not even on the computer.
So you got to get the Botox. And it makes your neck look longer so you look skinnier. You got to get it.
How the fuck did I not know this?
Yeah.
So just a little Botox in my neck?
It really, it makes a world of difference. It's subtle, but
I'll
it
makes 41
you look
instead of 42.
Elongated.
Ready for the fraternity party.
Yeah.
What else? What other tips, tricks for my listeners? Do you laminate your eyebrows?
No, they're just gelled up.
They look good.
Thank you. This
yeah,
is
you
how
have
the
nice
kids are
eyebrows.
Wearing them these days.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they're a little thicker,
they're
too.
Thick, yeah.
Which I like.
I missed that whole trend of the super skinny ones, so I still have them.
And do they even grow back when you go that skinny?
No. And so I lived through it. For some reason, I just, you know, I skated right over that trend. And now, look who's not laughing now. I wasn't cool when I was in my young 20s, but now.
Now, what about your eyelashes? Are those yours?
Yeah.
Pretty.
I use a really good serum, Dr.
What serum
Devkin.
Do you use?
So the doctor who does my Botox, here in LA, I see Dr. Diamond, the best.
Okay.
And in New York, I see Dr. Devkin, and she has an eyelash serum that has totally changed my lashes. I use it every night, and it actually works. My whole thing, like I told you, recommendations, I'm only going to say something if it actually works. And so when I get new stuff or whatever products, I try it for like 3 months before I recommend it. So, you know, it's my all you have is your word. This eyelash stuff actually works.
I want some.
Well, I like these tips because even though they don't, Sirius doesn't have any demographics and they don't know who's watching it, we're 89% female. I have
Are
to do,
you really?
Yeah, I have to do my own fucking research because nobody gives me any information. Because we don't know. We have no idea.
Yeah.
We don't know who's listening. But anyway, so what are your go-to, like where do you shop? I know that your go-to, I asked you, your go-to bags are Christian Dior.
Yeah, I love Dior.
And then what about clothes?
Where do I love her clothes? I love Staud. I love Veronica Beard. I love, I actually really like Good American, Khloe Kardashian's jeans. These are Good American. I love them.
Are you friends with the Kardashians?
No, not yet. But hopefully
okay,
I will
but will be.
I love Bandier. I love athletic. Listen, I live in LA. I love athleisure. I love that we have now normalized wearing a matching set to out and about in the day. I love that. I wear workout clothes a lot here. When I'm in New York, I wear like outfits, you know?
Right.
I wear like a dress and like little shoes. Here,
do you have
I'm
a Brazilian blowout or is that just a like blow dry bar?
If I don't have my hair chemically straightened, I look like I was electrocuted and dragged through a bush backwards.
That's like Jackie Schimmel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I get it done. I get it done like 3 times a year. I have a guy in New York who does it. He just calls it defrizz. Defrizz with Rudy. I'm like, what's in this? Where do you make this? Is there chemicals? Should I be? He's just like, don't worry about it. And I honestly don't care because I, you know what? Little chemicals never hurt anybody.
Now, you recently bought a home.
I did.
And it hasn't been a great experience for you.
You know, it was not the dream scenario that I had imagined. There was quite a few underneath the hood, there was a few issues.
Yes. And so I think we could probably, Josh Flagg represented you. Mm-hmm. Now, this happens a lot in LA, especially in the lower price points. Yes. What happens is, obviously, the lower priced home, the more interest there is, right? There's more people
totally.
That can afford it.
Yes.
So usually in a home purchase situation like yours, there's a lot of people competing, and
yeah.
there's a lot of multiple offers.
Yes.
So you were in a situation where you wouldn't have got that house if you didn't waive all of your contingencies. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
One of which was an inspection. So you
mm-hmm.
never inspected your home.
Mm-mm.
Just so you know, I've been in this business for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to date myself because I look so young, but yeah. It's been like 30 years.
What?
I've never.
So since you were 10.
Yes. I've never purchased a home
nice.
Without doing inspections. You did.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have got the home and you really wanted
home.
It.
Yeah. And I'm like a typical millennial. I don't know anything about, I'm so useless. I'm useless in that arena.
Yeah.
And this is my first home and I went in balls deep and here I am.
When did you close?
December.
And what kind of problems have occurred since then?
Not crazy problems, but just expensive problems like termites, new pool pump, new air conditioner, three new ice machines, new.
What do you mean three?
It's a lot of ice.
They've had to come three times. They keep being like, oh, it's still broken. I think it's because I know what they want to tell me. I know what they want to tell me, which is that I need a whole new fridge and freezer. And I know that they're working up to that and they just want to ring me out for a few more bucks before they hit me with the, no, you need an entire new system. But I don't really want to, because I don't like that stuff. I don't like technical stuff and I don't know what questions to ask. So they
right.
just say, pay me again. And I say, like an idiot, okay, here you go. Let me get my checkbook.
So you spent $1,000 to fix an ice maker when you can buy a new fridge for $2,000.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, the termites, did you have to tent your house?
Yeah.
So you had to move out?
Yeah. Well, so it was really funny. I was doing press for my podcast when I was in New York.
There's a lot of termites if you had to tent.
There is a hilarious video because for some reason I was in the car with my publicist and my mom FaceTimed me and she was staying with my cat. I don't like to put my cat in, you know, anywhere. I have to have someone stay with her because she can't be moved. Obviously, she's very important.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, don't freak out, but you have termites. And I started crying hysterically because who does like termites? But I'm also kind of just like, oh, what a fucking hassle. They had to move all of my stuff outside of the, out of the bathroom. And I have like a Sephora in my bathroom. It took my mom and my assistant a day to move my bathroom out because I have so much shit in there. And then they, whatever, heated the house.
Yeah, and it probably killed some landscaping too at the same time.
Oh, but don't worry, I had to buy an entire new garden, which apparently I really overpaid for that too.
Okay, and then also the air conditioner broke recently.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, they replaced the unit, but it's not working, and you already paid them the $18,000.
Yeah.
So now you have my number.
Yeah.
So you're gonna just text me in the future, because we don't pay people the balance till we know it's working.
I'm so dumb. Do you think I'm screwed with the air conditioner?
No, hopefully it's a rep. Well, no, this is why you're not screwed. Because we have the radio platform, right?
Hell yeah.
So you could do $1 million in bad publicity if they pushed you to.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
Right. So that's the good thing.
We have that.
But in the future, we leave a little bit of a balance.
I'm just going to call you next time.
Yeah. You've got my number now. So assistant, how long have you had an assistant?
Almost a year.
Wow.
She's unbelievable.
Oh, really?
She's amazing.
Mine's amazing, too. I'll tell you what happened yesterday.
So
I was driving down Sunset because I had to see my billboard again. No, just kidding, because I was looking at a house in Truesdale. And so, but.
The Truesdale Estates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so nice.
I like the Truesdale Estates very much.
Me too.
I want to live there.
It's a lot of money.
It's very, very rich.
I can't afford it. It's like
you can.
It's like $7 million for a teardown, and then I got to build, and then I got to spend $3 million building a house. Not happening. And it's not. It'll be take me 2.5 years. Take me a year to get permits. Another year and a half to build. It's not happening.
It's so nice there.
It
though.
Is nice though.
Everything is beautiful and nothing hurt there.
I know.
It's
I know.
Stunning. I feel just
you belong
better.
There with all those celebrities.
We both
Jinx.
Belong there.
Yeah.
A few more years. When we're king and queen, we can both buy.
All right. So my assistant is so good and so present, and I'll tell you. So Sunset's jammed, right? Most morons would sit there. No. I go down. I make a ride on Corey.
Who gave you that idea? Me. I said go down Corey and loop around to Doheny.
Past Soho House.
Mm-hmm.
Was making a ride on Doheny, but here's the problem. It was so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Shane, so I'm ready to make the right. I'm like, are we good, right? Shane's like, yeah. He goes, yes. So thank God I looked quickly to the left. There was a fucking car. I slam on my brakes. I said, Shane, what the fuck? You told me it was good. He's like, I mean, I just thought you meant in general, am I good?
I thought you were just like checking in.
I'm like, you're an idiot.
Do I look good right now? Am I good?
just vibe check.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he meant. I was like, yeah, we're good.
So we almost got in an accident.
The vibe was good.
The vibes were right.
The traffic was not.
Yeah, there you go.
Be more specific. Are there cars coming? Yes. Are we good?
Now I will.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
We lived together in the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He came out from New York. He was here for 2 weeks, and then we shut down, and he had to move in with me. Fortunately, the house was big, so it was good.
So it's fine.
Yeah. And then, yes. So, and then we became basically father-son. I did try to adopt him.
Yeah.
I sent legit sent adoption papers to his parents. They did not sign them, which is a real bummer for Shane.
Bummer.
I know. I mean, shout out mom and dad, but I think I have a lot more to gain by inheriting from you.
Yes. Yeah.
Than
yes.
My biological.
Yeah.
They kind of screwed him.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Mm. So now it's just all going to go to Monroe.
I want that Truesdale estate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I had read that you were cheated on and you found out by one of your followers.
Yes, I did.
Please explain.
So, yeah, it was last year. And this is honestly why I kind of stopped talking about dating, because it added a layer of complication to my life. But it's a shame, because I actually love to share with my community. And dating stories are, as you know, the best to talk about. It's the most fun. People love to hear about it. Anyway, dating a guy last year, was head over heels in love with him. And I got a DM that said, you know, I hate to tell you this, but I hooked up with your boyfriend. And there were screenshots of him texting her and everything. So it was really brutal.
How long were you seeing him?
Not that long, but it was, you know, only a couple months, but I was super in love with him.
And was
very
it exclusive?
Fast. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he flat out cheated.
Oh, yeah. We were like talking about, it's the only guy that I've ever thought about. I was like, I could see myself marrying him and like making a family with him. And I was head over heels for him. I told the world, and then since then I haven't really spoken about dating, not because...
But you're going to have to eventually.
I know.
If you're going to be the queen of all media,
you have to.
You're going to have to.
But here's the thing. I'm a very in-my-head person, and I'm also I think all people in entertainment are storytellers. So it's hard for me to contend with, okay, first of all, I have my feelings for the person I'm dating, and then I have to tell my followers, and then I have to think about how the person who I'm dating is going to perceive what I say.
Yes.
And naturally, when you're telling a story to your community, you shape it. And I'm not saying that I ever would
totally
lie,
shape it.
But you shape it, and you start to, your brain starts to naturally say, well, this is the arc and this and that. And you know, you share so much, and it just adds a layer of complication.
However, Stu comes on the show, which is good, because then he gets to tell his side.
Right. You have to be dating someone who's cool with it.
That's the thing.
But in LA, the problem is I find that most guys either don't want anything to do with it, understandable because entertainment and being in the public eye can be a nightmare, or they're too excited.
Yes.
And, you know, I always see, like, whenever I'm out with a guy for dinner and, one of my community members will come up.
Yes.
And introduce themselves. And it's like you can see in their eye, like either it's a glint in their eye where they're like, whoa, this is cool. Or they're like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
And it's really hard to find a balance. And I would love to date someone who understands how important my community is to me, but they're not interested in having a piece of it for themselves.
Well, I will tell you, I have people all over, right? Mm-hmm. So what'll happen is they take pictures. So
yeah.
So I don't want to bring anything up because we've had, you know, some issues in the past. But when Stu was out at bars, he wasn't doing anything wrong. But when he was out at bars, they were sending pictures of him and be like, hey, just saw your boyfriend at High Tops. So,
right. Well,
yeah.
And that's exactly what I mean. It's like, it's not true, but it just adds a layer.
It was
of,
true, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. I mean, it's good to know. And he knows, too.
Yeah.
Can't get away with anything.
No.
Make sure to check out Tink's live show on Wednesdays on channel 109. It's at 8 p.m. Pacific.
A.m.
AM, sorry. It's channel 109 Stars, correct?
Yeah, that's
and right. Then also you have a podcast. It's me, Tinks, mm-hmm. and that's on twice a week. Also, don't forget to check out our wine bundle sale at thehideawaylow.com. 99 plus shipping. You can always use the code Jeff25 for 25% off. It is the Last Call Cab Franc as well as the Archives Syrah. It is a great deal. $100 for both. Tinks, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I really, really enjoyed you.
I really enjoyed being here, and you're wonderful.
Please
thank
come back. I'll
me.
Go through your publicist because she's so efficient. I know you'll be back in about 6 months. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.